first Sunday of the year. We're in the Psalms, and we're in Psalm 1. So if you'd like to turn to Psalm 1, I'm going to start with the last part of the Psalm and read it first. Don't do that too often, but that's how I was led this morning. But not the wicked. They are worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly, for the Lord watches over the path of the godly. But the path of the wicked leads to destruction. Not such a happy end for those that don't follow Christ. But let's look at the first verse. But oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. Interesting progression here. There's joy if you don't do these things. But if you do follow the advice of the wicked, you're walking and you're following them, right? You're walking and following their advice. Then it goes to the next thing, to the place where you stand with sinners. You don't just follow their advice, but now you're standing arm in arm with them, and you're standing. You've quit moving. Then the next progression is, or join in with the mockers. And when King James talks it, or sit in the place of the mockers, there's a progression. First you follow, you just walk along. Then you stand. And I think of that stand with your arms folded. You're taking a stand. And then you sit in the place of the mockers. And it says in King James, the scornful. Then you're not just walking along following their advice, but you're back and you're criticizing those who do follow Christ. Have you ever known anyone who has taken this path? It's a progression. First, they kind of listen to the wrong people. They hang around with the wrong people. Then all of a sudden, their views, they're standing. And they're kind of standing against your Christianity. And then they sit in the seat of the scornful. Mm-hmm. And that's what has happened in America, folks. First, Christians came to this country. Remember the 50s? It really wasn't too bad. Mm-hmm. Then there were people that rose up, like Madeline Murray O'Hare and others, who all of a sudden were taking stands against the Bible. Sure. And now there are those who are sitting, scorning Christianity in this country. It can happen on an individual basis, or it can happen to a whole country. How sad. They're scorning. They're saying, no, you can't read the Bibles in schools. You can't have the Ten Commandments posted in public places. There are no absolutes anymore. It's really, really sad. And now they're even saying, you can't meet in homes and have little Bible studies in your own home. Hello? Knock, knock. California's fighting that right now. When will it be Washington State? Sorry, I took to preaching, didn't I? But all the joys of those who don't do those things. We can have joy because we're not Amen. Doing those things. We're Amen. Not going to follow that yucky advice, right?
Right.
Amen. But they delight in the law of the Lord. How many delight in the law of the Lord this morning? Yeah, we delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Hallelujah. Let's stand and let's say these verses together. And we can put a smile on our face as we do it. And whenever we see, we're starting to follow the advice of the ungodly, let's say, no, we're not going there. Instead, we're going to have the joy of being with the fellowship of the saints. Amen. Amen. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord. meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. I've decided to follow Jesus instead of follow those who are mocking.
Absolutely.
How about you?
Me too.